Thank you for contacting customer service. This is Lauren. May I please get the zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Yes, the zip code is 49631.
You said 49631?
Correct.
Thank you for that. Sorry, just one moment here.
You're good.
And what was that first and last name, please?
The first name is Cheryl, last, and then it's C-H-E-R-Y-L. Last name is Vanesh, V-A-N-A-S-S-C-H-E. And to preference this as well, my name is Christian. I work for Members First Credit Union. I'm calling on behalf of Cheryl regarding this transaction. Let's see if you guys be able to assist me with providing more information.
Yes, of course. Can I have you confirm her shipping address just so I can discuss details of the account for you today?
Of course. 4395 11 Mile Road, Everett, Michigan, 49631.
Is it 4395 or 4396?
4395.
Okay, this looks like it's either a typo or, because I have 4396. It's the same. Everything else is the same. Can I confirm an email with you?
Yeah, give me just a moment. I want to make sure that we have the correct address as well. It is just a typo. The email I have, though, while I pull that back up, is thegranddaddymancan3@gmail.com.
The Grandy Man, or sorry, however you say it. Grandy, yeah. THEGRANDYMANCAN3.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I have. Okay.
And give me just a second to check the ID that we have.
Yes, and then I can let you know what this is. The email was enough confirmation. We just need like the name and a point of confirmation just so that we can discuss. But I can wait while you check on that real quick.
Okay. Yeah, it is 4395. Okay. It is 4395, what we have on file.
Yes, so I have 4396. It is a typo on one of our ends, I'm assuming, because everything else is the same. But right. So I'm showing here that the customer did an enter to win into a contest, like you enter your name into a drawing to win a KitchenAid stand mixer. It would have been sent, the offer would have been sent via email, and it's sponsored by our meal planning app, Bites Hub. So it explains on the terms and conditions that you are also receiving a subscription access to the meal planning app. Now, our policy when the bank calls in investigating charges is to always cancel. So I did go ahead and cancel against any further charges so the customer won't be billed anything further, just because that is a monthly membership fee to use the meal planning app. But that's what it would have been.
Okay. What is the name of the app? Do you know?
It's Bites Hub, B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Bites Hub, okay. Okay, so you got it canceled. Give me just a second. Okay. Is any of that able to be refunded for the member, or I don't know the policy, so I do always ask.
Let me check and see.
Okay.
So we would be able to provide a one-time courtesy refund on this most recent charge minus the $5 processing fee. So it would be $55 back.
Okay. Okay. If that is possible, I would appreciate if you go ahead and do that. And then I will inform the member of everything else.
All right. Not a problem. Just one moment here. Sorry, just one moment here.
Okay.
There's not a block on the card, is there?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure that'll always block the refund. Right, so we've got that refund processing. It'll just take 3 to 5 business days. And then I do need to provide the confirmation of cancellation whenever you're ready.
Okay, I am ready.
All right, it is C as in Charlie, 9206-45894.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
That is it.
All right, then I will let you go. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I thank you so much for contacting customer support.
You as well.